Играется.
So we owe a thesis yesterday's Gemara. So let's just look over on the Gemara. Bottom of Chesam and Aleph. Bottom line. Parabon. Ain ben koin asarif es apara. The koin gadol biyom kippurim. And the both of them, you know, do 7 days. What's the difference between them? The only difference is Ela. Shezeh pishasev v'kedusha. The purpose is because he separates the Kedusha, as Rashi said, from Machna Shechina. Rashi says, okay, and I guess because of that, you can have other Kehanim touch him, you know, come in and touch with him, because he's not, well, for some is not the issue, it's Kedusha. I guess being involved with other people, or associate learning with them, or something like that. It's not a steer to the Kedusha. But and part of the Torah is that no, they shouldn't come in. They shouldn't, come in contact. Okay, so the Gemara said, also another 2 lines already, also, the Gemara says, come on, who's it come out? Like Ira Meir, it says that by both of them, you have to be partial 7 days. Like Rav Yehuda, who holds both of them at partial, you have to do Hazgah Parah Dumu all 7 days. Or like Rav Yehuda, it's only Shlishi Shri. Yochanina, it's kind of Ikanamiha, meaning that by the case of the Parah, you have to do 7 days of Hazgah. Whereas the Kain Gadol for Kippur is only 3 and 7. That's tight. But I have another Nafkamin. Another thing is that it's a different Lishka. If you remember the Beza Meralev, he said over the Mishnah says that by Kohen Gadol it's Lishka's Parhedrin. And by the Kohen who separates the Padum, it's the Lishka Shal Pnei Habira. So it's very Taisis. Taimuli, Akati Ika Nami Shazet Parish Lishka's Parhedrin. Is that Parish Lishka Shal Pnei Habira? It's a different place. Isn't that a difference? Why do we mention that? Yes, why not? Just like a chosho, most of the chashivus. I know. Yes, I would see to use the word a significant difference. That's the sheyesh ma'ila b'zev b'zev. This is more chashiv. I was taira kedusha. Okay, by that. Avol mashia personal ishkazu. That personal ishkazu, like the deal. I'm most of the chashivus. So the high same high. It's like no big deal. So this one and that place. Okay, so they're not the same place. They're 2 different places. You know, we have two different rooms in a hotel. What's the difference? You know, it doesn't make much of a difference. Okay, that's one thing. Inami, interesting tarot places. Nearly, the fire. In other words, I touch the Gemara, it's all one thing. Because it's a pre shasha the Kedusha, the Efe Echo Kehana and Neigenberg. Because this is a pre shasha the Tahira, therefore, ain't Echo Kehana and Neigenberg. That's what he's, now I want to say differently. It's two different things. Now in the narrow little part, the train me with the kosher. Does that pre-shasta the kedusha, meaning the aino the lishkas parhedrin? His pre-shasta be, in other words, twice is asked in the kosher, that's what the brisa said. Pre-shasta the kedusha means in a kodesh pickup room, where is that pre-shasta the tire, not in a kodesh pickup room. Okay. What Tyson said is but where to where? Not why. When we watch the Gemara, which is why he's being pirates for Kedusha. And therefore I'm going to come to it. And this is Trisha for the purpose of Pirates for the Kohanim can't come to it. You say no. His Trisha is in a mukam of Kedusha, and his Trisha is not a mukam of Kedusha. That's how it's teaching now. Which means that the Kohen Gadol is in the Parhedrin, and the part of the one who's safe with the part is in the Alpnei Avira. So what Taisus is in the Kasha, that's what the Gemara really says. Again, Inami nearly, the part, the Trey Mili Kakasha. The Bryce had 2 Nafkin. First of all, Shazapi Shazapi Kusha, which means Lelishka's Parhedrin, to Haisa B'nu Yavakaydish, which was built, we'll see in a minute, in the Azara, we'll call for that for a minute. I mean, it's a room, not open to the Zohar. Fafilu imkin tzuloi mishayisit tichutu l'koyel, tuchu l'koyel. In other words, even though it didn't have an opening, it had a wall separating, it was in the space of the Zohar, it was open to koyel. The ilav hachi had to be that way. Because if it's open to the Azara, and Yeshiva Azara, just like you can't sit in the Azara itself, you can't sit in a room which is open to the Azara. A room which is open to the Azara has a din of the Azara. So even though it takes a space of the Azara, but if there's no opening to the Azara, it has an opening to the outside, it doesn't like cold. So you could sit over there. We said that before. You can't have a tocha. Have a toicha, well, the inside, toich. It's toich of it. It's toich is chayil. Again, the thought is you have a toich. It has to be that way. Because if it's open to the kaidish and yeshiva azara, choshkin shen yeshenaba, then kain, then it would be like the pishas of the kedusha. Right? So the chayil, the kashu, I just said. I said it's pishas of the kedusha. It's not. We pishas of the kedusha, the chayil, you can't stay over there. You can't lay. You can't. Yes, shalom, no. I feel the hachik came and I said, "We need a big chayvish," meaning again, they took up some space of the base and made of the zara. Well, b'samach la'azara, mamish, if you flush with the azara, that's called kar. It's after pishul with kedusha. That's what it's called gadol. Is that pishas of a kaira, meaning by the chayvish side of the tapara, the lishkas of neabira, which is another harabayis. That is not in the connected to the base and made it's on the harabayis. Ain't by kedusha yais mishalayim. There's no kedusha more than Yerushalayim. In other words, for example, Maisa Shaini, can eat the whole Yerushalayim. Harabai is Yerushalayim. You know, Kutcher Kutcher, you can't even either of them. Kedusha is the same. But Elatar, yes, but it's more purified the Hilchus Tum of Atira. Not in Kedusha. Kedusha, I guess, would be Maisa Shaini, Kutcher, things like that. But Tar, yes, because Shazavu Valkari, which are allowed to walk into Yerushalayim, it can't go to the Harabayit. Call me Shatumi Yetzumi Gufay, Einech Nasamay. So it's a Makam Tahira, but not a Makam Kedusha. Yeah. Something which is connected to the Beis HaMikdash, even though it's not really, really part of the Beis HaMikdash in that sense, it's not open to the Beis HaMikdash, but again, it borders the Beis HaMikdash, or maybe even extends to the Azara, but again, it's enclosed, at least from the side of the Azara. So it has more kedusha. Hashem came to the lishkas of Nei Abira. There, it's outside the Beis Hamikdash, outside the Azara. It's on the Harabayis. Has no more kedusha, but has more time. Okay. In other words, basically it's the kasha. Why doesn't it say the chiluk between lishkas Tarhejan and the other lishka? First, it's no big difference. The room, this room. So that's a little different because, you know, one's tall, one's short. One's a Kohen Gadol, one's a Kohen, not a Kohen Gadol. Yeah. I mean, that would be more significant to me. But okay. But the second verse is, the Gemara did say it. The Gemara said, Prishasa L'Kedusha, it meant in a Makam Kaddish. When it said Prishasa L'Tahira, it meant in a Makam of Tahira. Besides that, there's another Lacha. Here the Kohanim can visit him and speak to him, and here the Kohanim can't come and visit him. Okay. There's choices. Yes, Mepharshim, there are all those who went differently. And they were, I guess, a continuation of this parrot, but they were much more, much stronger, meaning they said, Lishkas for head and hoist it, Tukha Lakaidish. It was taka open to the basin, into the Azara. So Mamish has more Kedusha. Now I'm beginning to say, How could it be? Alagav Din Kain Kaidish Avali. Kaidah has Kedusha. It has Kedusha as the aim. Well, you can't sleep in Azara. You can sit in Azara. You can lay in Azara. Now, how do they answer this question? Yes, one. I guess they will say, Kivin Shavanuya Bichoil. I guess means the space is talking out in the Azara. The space is adjacent to the Azara. It has an opening into the Kaidish. Now, listen to the thing. And the heed, the Soicha Kaidish, the Nechilis Kachi Kachim has to be in Azara. So since this room has an opening to the Azara, you could eat the kachik kachim in this room in a masha base in a kaimim. Now he's in Lechadesh, the Shita, whoever these Yeshua Parshamar, That's true. But on the other hand, in other words, because I guess it's also open to the chayim. I'm getting on those words, the chayim. Okay? Then it has also a leniency that you can sit there and you can sleep there. Like kitchel, a gami can do shes azar. No, with regard to eating kachi kachi, with regard to this halacha, you can't sit. Since it's not physically in the azara, no problem. How do I know? So I'm reading a repair case of a kainman in chayav and aleim karis to me in the chasma. If a kind of person walks into that zara, he's mechayiv karis. He walks into this room, he's not mechayiv karis. You see, obviously, it's a step down. It's not the same level. So they want to say, if it's not the same level, so he could sit and sleep there. That's the first napkamina. Those again, so what Taisa said, it's the same terrace as before, but he's going a big kiddush. That is mamish as kedusha. You can even, you know, it's because it's open to the azar. When the first, and that first test, but the second terrace of Taisa, the Nami, was it's closed to the azar. Now he's saying it's the first, it can even be open to the azar. That's the first napkamina in the Gemara. They can come in contact with him. Other can't come in contact with him. This is what the Yesh Mefarshim said. They took the second pair of Tisus a step further, even if it's open to the Azar. It's not clear to me. I don't agree with that. We'll have to see eventually. The Mashal come on Bishuli Paragay says over there, Gabi Zokain Yoshib Marava. Okay, there's a certain room. It depends where in the room you are. Because that, if I'm not correctly, that room had two openings. One to the Kaidish and one to the Chayel. This was not Hedron. I think it was Lishka Sagazi. Okay? Another Lishka. Whatever, I remember for sure. But the point is that so it's partially Kaidish and partially Chayel. I guess goes over the border. Since there's an opening to the Kaddish, it's in Kaddish. But the part which is past the border, since it's open to the Chayel, it's in the Chayel. So like Melanesha, if it's Kaddish, then you can't sleep there. If it's Chayel, then it's Chayel. Yavi Zokin, Yoishay v'marova. Zokin is sitting in the Marav part of it, which is, I guess, is removed from the Y. The Ein Yeshiva Lishkes Avnei is the Chayel, which is the Kaddish. They can't be that it has the Kaddish. How can you be sitting there? You see that any room which is psuach l'kaidish, you can't sit there. That's what, again, it says, I mean, more than it says over there, but it says wrote down. It has an opening to the inside, but the point is, since it's open to the inside, that the area that has the kedusha, and you can't sit there. This Yesh Mefarshim wanted to say, no, it's kaddish l'gay evening, but not kaddish l'gay sitting. You see, it's kaddish l'gay sitting. Therefore, let's disregard the test. Okay.
There's no 7 days, nobody else
can enter the body. Of course, yes. That's the top line. But Pahedjin could. Achavaka had a Nagin boy. They could come to see him. But by the Paraduma, they couldn't. They were afraid that it's going to attack him. Because he's tar, but maybe they're not tar. Maybe they came Catholic with a maze. Maybe they're going to come or something else, or whatever exactly we're afraid of. Okay. So up to the Gemara, the two dots, like 12 lines from the bottom. He said in the Mishnah, which we just really learned in places, that the Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippur, it separates for 7 days, and a Lishka called Lishka's Parhedra. Tanya, we're going to talk about the names if you want. Tanya of Yehud said, Lishka's Parhedjan Haisa? Lishka Parhedjan? Hello, Lishka's Bilvati Haisa. What's a Parhedjan and what's a Bilvati? Rashi explains that this is a borrowed name, really. And Bilvati means, I think the proper word would be ministers. Okay? And Parhedjan are officers. Some of the ministers are higher than officers. And, you know, the people on the cabinet, you know, the chashav ones, and then there's the less chashav ones. Well, what are the chashav ones? Parhedjin are not so chashav. What happened? Obviously, it had a different name. So the name changed. Why did the name change? Ella. Bitchila, Bukhar means in the first place an Eidosh. Because the Kayhanim Gedolim were Chashav Daka. Well, we'll see that one Daka Chashav. But they had a something in common with ministers. Ministers, you know, they would stay for a long time. Not like officers. Officers, you know, they come and go. You know, you hire them, you fire them. A minister, if you made it to that point, you know, you usually sat there, you know, for a longer time. So the original, my best person in the district, the Kayhanim Gedolim, will live for a long time. And but yeah, which means the means by the second base and it's later on that they weren't so qualified, but they used to pay you off in order to become the Kohen Gadol. And they didn't make it to live so long, so they, every year basically they had to appoint a new Kohen Gadol. So they're like the Parhedrin, always changing the guard, so to say. Right, the Machleven is the close name of the Chaydish, and they would, now it's more than just changes. Okay, it was a new kind of Godel, and the new kind of Godel would make improvements in the room. You know, that kind of Godel room was nice. Yeah, I'm gonna put wallpaper on it. Next one comes in, I'm gonna put a chandelier. Next one comes, he's gonna because that to be he showed it. It's mine. You know, I made it special. So they switched the Lishka switched. Not only the Kehanim would switch. The actual Lishka changed from year to year. So Machlinai Koshen, which is like the Parhedrin. Again, Machlinai Koshen is like the Parhedrin. I guess they used to be fired and, you know, hired new officers every 12 months. They gave it a name, Lishka Parhedrin, because it had this attribute that, you know, again, showed a charin that there was constant change in the Kohen Gadol. So let's see Rashi. Parhedrin. Rashi is a little bit below center, in the middle of the narrow line. Parhedrin, that's the key to Hamelot. That's the offices of the king. The question was, this is Sarim, Russian Sarim. That's office, ministers. How close in the class, which is Sarim? So before it's called Lishkas Sarim, and now it's called Lishkas Pekidim. Okay, so what's Shad? With Chila, says Rashi, even really in the second base of English, even in the beginning of the second, I said the first base of English, even in the beginning of the second base of English, Kol Yimei Shemin Atzadik, he was the first Kohen Gadol, the second base of English, and he was Mishanish with Kohen Gadol for 40 years. Okay, he was Kohen Gadol for 40 years. Sheherach Yamim, I mean, I'm just on the days, Shanim also. How you carnage the Lishka Pilvati, so Zakachashim, because they had a job for a long time. But after that, we'll see more, we're going to talk about it in the next Amid. Yitayshin is the Mamun Lakuna, Yitayshik Lehani by Yashayim. How you aim them, they got their position. How they Mamun Lakuna Gedoyla. How did it, who? To them, Lamalkin is Kashan, he's the king, with a point, with a Kayan Gadol was. And you're able to pay off the king, and so you got the position. But because of that, Machlifin Oyster call you this Kaddish. Now, Machlifin, again, it's, we'll see what it means. Koim, Shirishayim Hayu. These Kayanga who paid into the job were not worthy. Like Matsin Shinosan, they didn't live through the year. Mamid and Akhadish, they have to appoint someone else. Therefore, again, Machlifin doesn't mean the job, it means the room. Any kind that came new to the job, I don't know, Bamish, you can knock it down. Recognized it the first time. First it was wood, then stone, and then it's marble, you know. Brick, marble. Should say, Kuruy al Shamay. Oh, it's, you know, Yankel's legend. It gives a kashita. Then that linitza miskalefes, the room is called Kol Shana V'Shana. Kefahedin alalu, Shamelech mechalfa in Kol Shana V'Shana. That was the derech of the king, that he would switch his officers. Therefore, Chazu Likrois, because they changed to call it Lishkas Parhedin. Okay, that's the taich. Now the Gemara is going off on a tangent. Okay, because we mentioned this thing called Parhedin, the Lishkas Parhedin, not really Lishkas Parhedin, Parhedin, okay? It's going to affect the halacha. Okay, so going off on a tangent, you know, to a little bit about Zroim. Not hot. We learned in the Sechtes the Mai. Not Mai. Hanach Tumin, bakers. Okay? Which, I guess, we'll see, maybe billionaires. We'll see what Gemara is going to say why. What's important, significant about the baker? So when they buy fuah from a amoret, again, if Shimon buys fuah from moving the amoret, Shimon obviously is a chaver, he's going to have to separate from his samai, so that's the mai. But a nachtoim who buys it from an amoret, loy chay v'chacham lahafish, ella shumas maisa v'chala. Shumas maisa from the, we'll call from the fuah, and then when he bakes it, yes, it's a v'chala. Now, really, you see a longer list. She chuma gedayla, she maisa rishain, what about maisa sheni, what about maisa ani? Okay, so what do you got to separate? Now, we're going to see the chat isn't, you have to separate. You have to separate it because you have to keep it. If you don't separate it, you didn't get anything. It's all tevel. You have to separate everything, but what do you have to give away, really? The chuma's maisa, you're clean and chalut. Okay, that's a rest. What do you do with the rest? Samar goes, you know why they don't have to separate? Now, this time, they don't have to separate at all. They don't have to separate Shubha Gedela at all. Why? The time, because you learned in the rice. What happened? Shalach, Rashi is referring to Yechin and Kohen Gadol. But he was a Kohen Gadol in the second base in English. The Yechin Gadol sent messengers all over Eretz Yisrael, the whole of Yisrael, and to find out, get a feeling for the people. What are they being the kind of mitzvah? Not being the kind of mitzvah. The Ra, and he saw She'en Mafrishin Ella Chuma Gedela. The only thing that Mafrish is Chuma Gedela, and that's it. Why? Because Chuma Gedela, you can only give one, you only have to give one kernel, and everything is good. But Maisha is a tenth. You know, Maisha Shein is a tenth. Maisha Oni is a tenth. That's too much. Yeah, that much doesn't hurt. Did it. Okay. But they did it. Amaris did it. Why it doesn't have to separate from the Gedola? Okay, now, so that they don't have to do. Now, Maisa Risha, Maisa Ani, again, it doesn't mean you don't have to separate it, but you don't have to give it away. You don't have to give it to a lady, and you don't have to give it to an Ani. Why? Nami Loi. Maisa Lalarai, it's the Sothic. Maybe the Amoris did separate from the Maisa Risha. The different Maisa Risha, Maisa Ani, Maisa Risha. So, you want me to give it to you? Prove it. You prove it, I'll give it to you. It's, you know, it's a question. What's the difference? No, so the rice will come and have a moment. Right? If it's a din, a suffix, a rice, if you benched, yeah, you have to bench again. Or a bench, maybe you didn't bench, a suffix creation or whatever, that's true. But if you have a suffix, then a din mammon, even in case of pidyon aben, a person has a suffix, you know, the wife had a miscarriage, we don't know if it was a child or not, and had a second child, which was second, whatever, the next one was a boy, so you don't have to do. Is only in the din mammon. So it's a mitzvah, but only mitzvah helps us mammon. Okay. He keeps it. But my sheni, what about my sheni? How do you get away with that? My sheni, you have to take it, be paided, bring it to Yishalayim, eat the payers and the money. How could we allow them to get away with that? Elamai sheni in for sure. Let them separate it. Then this too, and let them bring it up. Then they chalula bishan, let them eat it in Yishalayim. What's the answer? I'm assuming that they did separate it, but they just ate it out of Yishalayim. Why? Amarula. This is the connection. Now going to the Goyish officer. And it could be Yiddish officer, it doesn't mean whoever his officer was. So when they, you know, instead, if you only know you're going to be there for a year, you got to make your mark. Like all of our government officials when it came to, you know, they had to make it 2 things. You know, they used to give the merchants a hard time. They used to beat them up. Sounds like that. Maybe they were just a little worse. They used to give them. What do you mean? No, not so much. They used to call you Chaydish, but Ironland, and they were pushing them. Nichu bezol, lower your prices. You know, they want to get the good side of the people. They got the merchants to go to the nachtanim, the bakers, you have to lower your prices. So that we have rachmanas on these nachtanim. They're having a hard time. Every year when a new guy comes, the Parhedrin comes and they give him a hard time. But why Yitzchur Rabbanon? They didn't react to them. And by Parhedrin, what is Parhedrin? Porsi. Porsi means the Maram Rashi, the key to Hamelech. That means officer. That's why we brought it in. Hey, again, I always have the policy when a Gemara throws it in because he's not besach this, divide. You have to throw it in, so you throw it in. And anyway, I have this connection. You can throw it in from the, well, totally from left field. Okay, let's see Rashi. Hanachtum, the first of the wide lines, the number of days. That's the day is the first wide line. Hanachtum, who are they? Haloikim Tzvua, they purchased grain. Me'amaret. Limkar Pasushuk, and they're going to do all the malachis and grind it, and make bread out of it, and sell bread. This is the focus we got to get. We just didn't end. They didn't force them, require them to bring the Mashen to Shalom. Ella only Chumas Meiser, which is too economic. It's only one out of 100. Big deal, you know. And Vakala, okay. We just took Zayas. Then it was either one out of 24, a regular prayer, or one out of 48, when it was for an Achtan. Anyway. That's a small amount. One of 100. One of 48 is like 12 of 100. Avol shar kol adam, but regular people, when you buy from an Amoret, you feel like, oh, you have to separate, and you have to take Ma'aseh Sheni, and you have to bring your halos special to Shomai Yerushalayim. Now, Ma'aseh Rishon, again, even though Ma'aseh not says you don't have to separate it, no. Ma'aseh Rishon, Ma'aseh Shoni, Ma'aseh Rishon, the Nachtumim, separated. And even, you shouldn't say that, even a regular person. Very nice enough to get it. Because even a regular person is just it's a mitzvah of araya, whether you're an achdim or not an achdim. Now, says Rashi, when achdim, obviously we're talking about someone who's following the halacha, achdim chavras, they're telling him what you should be mafresh, what you shouldn't be mafresh, he's not listening to you anyway. So, obviously we're talking about chavar, he bought it from an amara. He's an achdim chavar. Okay. Taishu raga limkar, since he sells all the time, this Gemara is going to say a little different than this, right? Since it's a lot of inventory going, changing hands. They didn't require to do Ma'aseh Sheni, so the Ma'aseh, Balish, Lion, Oilus, either one. You don't have to fight it, you don't have to bring the fish one. Rashi on Tachtes. So, Yoichin and Kain Gadol, he's the one that instituted the Ma'aseh. Because he had a suspicion, I guess, that people are not doing it, and he sent messages. He found that they're not doing it, but Truman Gadol they were doing. Cite the parakeg level. This parak. Our Meister Chavel V'Raya, the Afrishay. As long as you separated it, the Afkim Mishpachah, you took away the Isra Tevel. Ain by Yelosafik Yezel at Lidyan. In fact, it's not a question of Isra now. It's a question of the Esdiel. It can be a mitzvah, but it's a mitzvah which is told is Yezel. Chut Truman's Meister, they had to give away. Besides, it's a little amount. Should we take now the suicide is a tenth? Should we take my switch, which is also a tenth? Or is it from the Kayan? Because there, besides, it's a small amount. Kesh Isser Avain Misa, you can eat it. You still eat it because Misa. We can't get away with, just letting you be mafresh and keep it. My Serishan has no Kedusha, and my Sa'ani has no Kedusha. You can keep it. Lelevi, the Ani Yoimer. So now he could tell to the lady, I separated a tenth for my, a tenth for my Rishon. I separated another tenth for my Sonny. Okay, bring me a raya, Shalai Yisra Amaret. You prove to me that the person I bought it from didn't separate my sin. So kakti, and then I'll give you. But so you prove it to me, I'm going to keep it. That's a separate. So I don't know what to tell you. So it'll be coming to the Christmas time. So what? The coin could use it for fuel. I know, yeah, if I know. I'm not sure if I could use it for I know. Maybe if he has a coin, has a. They could feed it to his animals also. Okay. Says Rashi. Okay, so we have the kasha. But what am I shaming? Why not Nifishu, Venisku? Let them separate and let them bring it up. So yes, by yes, sir. Here is the question of an isno. Maisa Rishon, Maisa Oni is a question of Gezel, not Gezel. That's the Raya. But So here's the question, because there's Leisuch Lachem Shvach, he can't eat out of Yishalayim. Here's the question of Aveira. So Chari Yifr Shukai Lestak and Tilloin. Oil Bulloin, Hosti Babi, besides that there's not really a loss, it's not enough to give it away. But Inu Nashayu, they themselves had Yishalayim, they give Yishalayim, okay, you can't eat it over here, but it's not a monetary loss. He said another reason is because the Parhedrin Chayfs and Oysan Hanatsum, they're always beating him up. And it woke, because it was switched around, Kol Yom Yishchaydish, Mishana Lashana, Hamun and Mishkachem, like we said before. Umachbidim, and they become a heavy, tough, limpsa, lilas to find excuses. Ligvais Mamun, Shemizkachem, I don't know, I'm not sure how Rashi fits with the mother. Rashi says that they're going to try to take some more taxes. It sounds like so how can they get money from the people? The Gemara says it's different thing. Mechar b'zul, mechru b'zul. Self achieve a price. I'm not sure how Rashi fits with the Gemara. I mean, it's both true. They're trying to take money from you, and I'm telling you, on top of that, they're telling you to sell it for a cheaper price. You're being taxed on both sides. Okay, I don't know. That's what Rashi says. So therefore, lo yitrichu atrichu. They weren't matriach to lachtumen. Aha. Oh, the samchal wanish, right? I'm not the master. The maister, the roiv, a gim maister. So if roiv gives maister, the ikra did your potter. It's only a chumra. So for them, they didn't make a chumra. Horsi, that's the key day, hamela. Okay. Let's take the challenge with the taisis.
No, but if you want money on your regular daily bread,
okay, first taisis. Tanan hasam hanach tumin leichayvu oisum lahafrish alachumas maisa lechalu. What does that mean? When the nachtim rises from the amoret, the nachtim has to separate whatever he has to separate. Erek beis the mesechtes banai. Yeah, halacha dal. It's not. It's got to understand the gemara. This is the mishnah of erek dal. It's erek gimel mishnah dal. But he's totally quoting Yerushalmi. So that's what Perik Dalid, Perik Beis Halach Dalid. Parak Yishalmi. Yishalmi has a kasha. There's another Mishnah. And in the beginning, it's Perik of Zanai. And there's a Tanina, like Kech, we Nachtim, someone who buys bread from an Nachtim. So you have to give Meister, Kech the Meister, and Meister, the Kech Chumas Meister, the Chala. Hold on. So who separates the Chumas Meister? The Nachtim who bought it from the Amoret? Or the Yisrael that brought up on the Nachtan. Achat Oimer Halukeach Makrish. The second Mishnah, mean Perikei, is in Lukeach. The Kayam Atonan, the first Mishnah, the earlier Mishnah, Perik Dalid, Nachtan Makrish. Which one is it? Is it the Nachtan? Or is it the Yisrael who buys it from the Nachtan? Okay, says the Gemara. Says Yisham. Rav Yoina Alan. Rav Yoina says, Yisbalgun. There was a machloekis, you know, Yechon and Elazar had to answer this kasha. In other words, each one had a different answer to this kasha. Tad Omer, one of them answered, which we'll see as soon as we can. Tad Bo Oyster B'Tayra, if we saw, and we checked it out, and the Nachtan is doing everything B'Tayra, no Tumma, we asked our Tumma before, he's careful to do Tayra, he's observant of the mitzvah. He's observant for that. He'll take care of the chuma, the precious mitzvahs also. So then, as long as the Nachman did it, the Lakash doesn't have to do it. But Khan, for Isa B'tumma. Not because it was, I mean, he knows he doesn't care. He does the B'tumma also. So if it's B'tumma, it's something he didn't take care of it. So if you buy it from him, so then you have to do it. Now, according to this, it's a little tricky. So I point out Rashi said three lines from the bottom, the Menachtan Chavar is good. The Menachtan was a Chavar. I say not the one. Nira Lefarish, the emphasis I want to say, Pshah, the Hacha Menachtan Amorek. Okay, he's an Amorek. So why is he doing the Bataira if he's an Amorek? Here it is. He knows the business. He wants to make sure to come and buy. So how's he going to do it? He has to have a Mashgiach. I don't touch it. The Mashgiach does everything. You know? He hires a gavel, someone who deals with making bread, the baker will call it, who's a chaver. Lashes like a lesson. He does the challah for me, the tiger. Well, obviously, given the Torah kula hai, he so much, he has so much, to hire someone who's going to do it for Tahira, then samchina alei, nami, devari tikna. Nami, he was mistaken it properly. Obviously, the hired hand can't separate Shumas Samaitis unless you give him permission. He's a shliach. If he hired him to do that, he hired him to do to the Vaishas also. That case, that's our Gemara, our Mishnah, and our, what's in our Gemara. Actually, if we advise from him, you don't have to. I, we've got another Mishnah, Perakei, that says that the Shul, the Lekech, separates. He must see some the Mechai v'Lekech, Afrish, Mayri ben Achtem Amar. Obviously, if he's an Amar, then he doesn't do Mechai, we have to be a Cheshir, Zmai, that he wasn't Afrish. Okay, that's one answer to the question. How do you resolve these two Mishnayim? God, or the other one, either of Lazar or of Yechanan said, a different parent. Can be me the daka, can be me the gas. It depends, I guess, if he sells it, you know, commercially, retail and wholesale, right. Retail and wholesale. He sells a lot at a time or a little bit at a time. Well, that, we didn't explain just what the difference is, okay? But that's the, well, if it's a little bit at a time, then the lekeach has to do it. We'll see why in a minute. If he does it a lot at a time, then the nachtein does it. I said opposite. Yeah. He does a little bit, then the, okay, we'll see. And the nachtein is putter. If he does a lot, then the nachtein is chayy. The way of dinan, first will know, man omer da, man omer da. Rav Yehuda says, I heard these two terutzim, and Rav Yechon said one, I know which is which. But farish hasam, amasnit and achriti, okay. However, you know, discussing a different mission over there, and it's time with the chiluk ben gasta ladaka. What's the difference between a gasta and a daka? In other words, why are we machmir on the lekeach, or okay, that's good. Are we machmir on the lekeach or not machmir on the lekeach? So it's a, if it's a daka, so we're machmir. We're machmir on the nachmir, not machmir on the nachmir. Daka means you do a little bit at a time. Who buys a little bit at a time? To be chosen. If you're buying wholesale, you're not a child. You're an adult who's in the business. So that mission to Nikes, who come to buy a little bit at a time, and we're afraid that the Nikes, they're not blue in halacha, you got to do it. So you're going to sell it in the retail, and you can sell it to people who are just buy some, you know, whoever works in the store a little bit, and then you got to do.
What do you mean? They don't
know how to do it. That's a different shayla in it. That's a different shayla. Right? There's a big difference in halacha. If you sell something to a chaver, you sell something to amara. That's a different shayla. Even a place which is every what? Cotton, yes, exactly. Now, the guest over here, I'm not sure. B'shem Rav Yechanan, how it's it thing. So he's taking a different hasbro. Mida daka, by a mida daka. Okay, where is the small amount or big amount? Well, it's a small amount and it's more money. Because you don't like to charge more when you have to bulk. You can't make as much profit on each item. So, since the meicher is making a lot of money, so therefore, who mafrish? We tell him to be mafrish. Okay. Now, if you're making the money, give a little bit away to the mitzvah. But me the gasa, since the buyer, he says, lekeach misaka. It doesn't mean he's really gaining. It means that you're getting more for your money if you're buying a lot at a time, and the meicher is not getting as much he's getting much more for the money, for the money he's getting. So lekeach mafrish. Okay. Paracha, the question over there. The kasha of Rav Yochanan, there's a kasha of Rav Yochanan. Now, which Rav Yochanan? It's going back to the previous Rav Yochanan, not this one with Daka and Gaza. Okay, that's what's a little confusing. Rav Yochanan said before that if it's different between Isa Betaira or Isa Betum. It will trick the enticer. It's not clear. We mentioned Rav Yochanan in the first wide line. We just mentioned Rav Yochanan over here, unless you change the gear. That's, the shame, maybe shame Rebbe, not Rav Yochanan. I don't know. Not sure what the gear is. But Kaash and Rav Yochanan means before. Im oisavetayra, so yafrish ala koil, if he's taking doing it, to agamar's kash. No, if you're talking about someone who's taking care of it, you see he's careful with sumatayra, and we said because he's careful with sumatayra, he's also careful with sumatayra. Why does he separate everything? Meaning, pierce, sonic. That's good. Agamar's kash. Agamar's kash was, why are we telling him? He only has to do Chumas Meister and Chalo, let him do Meister Shani. This is Shami's Kash, Umeshani. Bidin hu shaloi yafrish klum. Really, he shouldn't have to do anything. Okay? Now, this is a little tricky, the next two lines also. Why? She'ain Meisterin, you have to, it's like a pause. You should know that Halacha says, a Meisterin badai lamar. In other words, if you're a chaver, you're son to lamar, and you didn't sell it to us nice, you can't sell it to Amara. It's Vada. Goyma, not that, well, listen to this. Not the Filuva, not only Vada, even Vada. No. And not only Vada, you can't sell to Amara, even Safi, Gamar, you can't sell to Amara. Now, what's the Sara? Because maybe he'll say, you know, maybe the Amara, he has Vada, or maybe he'll be Mahma. Yeah. Okay, I'll remake all the stuff. That filu vaday, the eco, maybe you could think and say, Amarat Yasrenu, because he knows for sure that he heard that the person who sold him, this is Tevel. You know, the source next show it says that everything is not Tevel. Yeah, you sell it, this is Tevel. You tell the person, it's Tevel. Well, maybe it scares him. No, you don't rely on him. We're still afraid. In Amarat, he doesn't care. He's not going to separate.
Where they don't care about
they, with stars. That's true, but I said that's true what we're saying. Therefore, if you know, when you sell it to him, don't think, you know, I don't know, maybe Amaris has an excuse. I'm telling you to someone else, I don't have to do it, he'll do it. That's also part of it. The thing you're selling it to him, he's going to eat it. Maybe that'll make me more machla. You're right, Levi. At the end of the day, you're right. For himself, he doesn't eat it. Okay. But this is all a deal. Wait a second. Now, to the cover, a mason, a fellow, Levadi Lamar. Okay, now, Levadi. So, Tosha just wanted to prove when it says a mason, it means both Dabai and Vada, you can't give to an Amar. Well, we can make a deal. Avaluchav, Shari. But if you're selling it to a cover, there's nothing wrong with that. In other words, you could sell him Vadai, and then they tell him, and no problem. Even Vadai, of course, Dabai. Yeah, of course, but even Vada. So therefore, Umas Nisin, Benachtim, I don't know if the word chaver is really correct over here. I mean, they play with it a little bit. So he says Benachtim was an Amoris, but he did it out of Zitaira. Benachtim Shamaycha L'chaver. We're talking about that he sold it to a chaver. Again, we're trying to answer the kasha. Kasha was, why is Benachtim not taking it to Yerushalayim? That was the kasha. There it is. No, he's going to talk over. Then can be dinner with Yaakov. His Meister Shani. But now, yes, when he sells it to the cover, the cover will take it to Yerushalayim. That's what he's saying. What? Okay, right. The next one to worry about it. And from the tricha milsa tuva, it's a very big tircha for the nachtoin lafukei Yerushalayim. The words are, is because he works with math a lot. A person who buys it, how much does he have? But if a baker has to take all his mice to Shani, can you imagine how much that'll be over, you know, a few months from Sukkot to Pesach? Okay, a lot of money, whatever it is, a big tercha. So they have a p'tunach don't have fresh mice to Shani. First of all, we should have tricha milta, which the Gemara by us did not mention. The second reason, says Yisham, which is the Bar Bayas didn't mention, we taisha par hedjun alalu chayfden, I said, like it says in Agamar. Okay, that's what it says for this. Me, Avraham Keach Mehem, in the Chanamis, according to this ruling, that the Nachman does not have to do it, and the Chavar who buys it, Mafrish Lai Sashenim, Alei Eich Lishon, he's not going to have to bring it. Okay, period. Now, Taisha's wet and stressed, when it says in the Gemara, you can't give or sell to a Amoret from Tevel, you can't give him not Demai and not Vadai, right? Afilu. The aim of but don't tell me the child's opposite. Aim by some Vadil Amoret. Only Vadi you can't give to an Amoret. because it's probably a problem, and it's like we don't know if to take care of it. Avul Damai, which is anyway a suffix, it's like a little bit of a sex fake, maybe. Maybe the person you bought it from separated it, and maybe the person you're giving it to is going to separate it. Maybe that's my sure that you could do. They said not like that. I said, you can't say this. No, the halach is not true. I'll prove you a few Gemara see this. The Eric Bakrivin book. What does it say over there? It was Agav Orch in the Gemara. It says, Gabi Amarit Sha'amal Chavir, Kachli Agudu Shal Yerek. So, the Shimon Amarit said to Reuven the Chavir, could you go to the store and buy me a bundle of Yerek? And he bought two bundles, one for himself and one for the Amarit. See, the dinners you have to separate. Now, he bought it from an Amarit. When he gives it to the second Amarit, he has to separate the two with the Maitre. You have it, you're giving it to him. Okay, Gemara has a whole thing with prayer and not prayer. There's a discussion over there in the Gemara. But the point is, you're giving him the Mai, and you have to separate it. You can't give it to him. Another raya, Perek HaMoicha Sassina, Kablakeh Gerek Min Ashok. Okay, whatever the case is over there, which is obviously is also the Mai. Or Perek HaMoicha Kulin, Anoisim HaMoicha, someone, a son-in-law, who's a chaver, the mother-in-law, okay, female Amaret. So the din is like this. He gave it to the Shveger, to the mother-in-law, to hold, put in the cabinet. I'm going to come back in 2 days. Maisa Shunaisa. Before you give it, you have to separate Maisa. And when you take it back from her, you have to say Maisa a second time. Because we say that the mother-in-law likes, you know, takes good care of her daughter's husband, and he wants to give him good stuff, a fresh stuff. So she switched it for him. Do him a favor. That's fresh stuff. And now, meanwhile, her stuff is not taken care of, and she's not going to separate, even though obviously it was the Maya over there, it wasn't Bada. You see that she doesn't care. Okay, that's all Tyson's thinking. Okay. Says the Tyson again, his mommy's going through the Yishalmi here. Well, Maksha, the one over there, the Yishalmi, actually Yishalmi, our devil has it. The same question that Tyson brought down, you look back at the same time. Kashal Rav Yochanan in Bais V'Tayri Yafir Shalakoyel. The Gemara said the same thing on Rav Elazar. The Gemara said Rav Elazar in Bemid Daka, and he said because it's Bemid Daka, therefore he's making a lot of money, or because he's selling it to children, you have to separate. So Yafir Shalakoyel, why doesn't he do everything Ma'is Hashani also? Well, Rav Shani mean, why doesn't say anything? It doesn't answer the Kasha. Now why? It's the same case. He said Rav Yochanan. It's a Tercha. If you'll be the parhedrin gives him a hard time, you should try tirus. So Rav Yochanan, well, I didn't live a lot. So the Shabbos got the ball to take the same tirus fight. The same kasha with the same tirus. Because one was Rav Yochanan, one was Rav Elazar. Okay. Top of test of analysis places. Let's go on a new point. Many by seeing. The Shabbos the Mai Parakei Parach. The Chalo Chayevis is the question. Get European and the Amaris gave you challah. Okay, you have to separate the mai. Challah the chayev is with the mai, but not challah Amaris from the dumu. Or if it's a suffix, if you got the mai got mixed up with something else, puter. You don't have to separate the mai. It's a serum. One place it says the challah chayev with the mai. Once it's challah, puter from the mai. Now they have a much solution. Oh yeah. Chayiv the Yishalmi could have answered. Pasam bechalosh if the Yishamoret that he can lay davul chaver b'tayra, like you just said, right? The teret. You know for sure that he didn't do it himself, but he hired an erlich yid to be mashgiach to do it, but to be the baker, okay, to do it. And then obviously if he does it b'tayra, he separated chalos. Can if shaloh hasam, like we just said over there, the aim is cut. He's done with truma. Chal is truma. It's holy, right? He has respect for it. The ainai nice and the kind of shit in the sukkah. Okay, v'hada hacha, mairi. Now, be careful over there. V'hada hacha is talking about the frisha chaver. In other words, that the amarit didn't take care of it. Okay, the amarit didn't take care of it, and it was given over, I guess, that the chavra who takes it from him should separate it. So if the Amor didn't take care, so again, we're missing the Chalef Sani. If Rishu Chavi Zantam, Amor didn't take care of it, then you have to separate. Ella, well, I guess why didn't it say that? I don't know. Ella Revaishia, who the Maple got from Haki. He makes this look, I guess, and maybe it'll be, I guess, between these two. I mean, I guess, between, I guess, Davar, full Chav, and when a Chav does this for himself. But the Maple got some Haki, I will show you the Shalmi, the Parakei, Krav Yechanan. Because, like, never mind, the Yamad Lai Maple. The paragraph of Yeshiv, he had. In other words, he doesn't want to say that one's talking about, you know, a gavel cover and one's not talking about a gavel cover. So that's not the terrace. So what is the terrace? Yeah, that would have been the terrace, but the Shami didn't want to say that then. What did the Shami say? From the Shani, the Shem Rav Yosef Rav Chanina, no, but Beshamahi. So it was one of the places of Beshamahi. What's Beshamahi? Shami's a machla, right? The Tani came, Rav Shimon and Yehuda, I mean, Rav Shimon, Chala, that's bought from a Mamaret, Rav Shami, Mechaivin, and Rav Shimon, Bleitchen, it's like, let me show me soul. So one bride says, because you're Chayiv, like Rav Shami, and the bride says, pardon, like this soul. It's a good question. Rav Shami, yes, the Kasha. Love, Amru, Rav Shami, El Adav, Shul, there's another condition over there, that something which is made for consumption. Ilu alaykeach lezera lebeima, you bought it to feed your animal, or you bought it kemach la'ira, you bought flour to use for your skin, or shemen lener. No, not for your consumption, but for other purposes. Shema ain't a potter. Shema ain't a potter. Going to be shami, you're not going to be potter. Why? You know, we have to assume that if we're shami yechayim. Here's call honey that man who has some with Tura Bidamai. No, it's a package deal. You hold the Kalas Potter, and the other three are Potter also. So you hold the Chayiv, then you Chayiv in all of them. So therefore, Lahachi Kasha Lay, Klum, I'm going to be Shaman Lachayiv, Lahafish, Machala, Ellen can Yachmir, Nami with Kal Hani. If you're the Machman of the three also. But since we're discussing the mission, only mentioned Kala, it didn't mention the rest. Okay, call Hanu Chiyuva. Okay, drawn out Kasha. This is the case of tomorrow. Wanted to answer according to Meshama Yechayiv and according to the other man Yomi Yipot. That's the answer to the period. They can't be. According to Meshama, if you hold Yechayiv for Kali, Yechayiv for the other. You also meaning, you know, for the Hema or for Ayrais or for Ner. And so why did I only mention one Chumra? Should have mentioned all four Kulas. Since I'll mention one Chumra, not all four, it's not Meshama. Closed up the terrace. Okay. We'll have to find a new terrace. From the Shani, Ella, the Megabel, he sussed and made Paris. He didn't use any water. Pirish, Pod, the Pacham, Asnis, and Berkama, the Tairach, when he matriach himself with the made Paris, the way Hokshuru, they don't become Hoksh. So today was like the Kabul Tumma. You see, wow, he was so careful with swimming the Kabul Tumma, he didn't even use any water. And it's more expensive to use made Paris than water. They came in the Torah Kulahim, the Stamma took an entity. So therefore he took care of it. Okay, that's the answer to the Kasha. So when he did it with water, we assume he didn't separate Chumas and Aishu. He did it with the fruit juices, he separated the Chumas and Aishu. Aruch, Beloi Chenam Rav Yesho Chanina. Why? Jevelaz Ishvar Susa, he didn't he say to Lela Susa? Ahakra Abanan Loi. No, it's quite Ishvar Susa Kayin, quite Abanan not. Well, let's see what. I'm sorry, maybe backwards. Here is Rav Loz Ishbarsusa, who the Papa Ket, the Mai. He's the Mekel. Ishbarsusa is the one who said this cooler that he did it with May Paris, you don't have to separate from the Mai. Rabbanan disagreed, right? Look, Pirish, Rav Loz Ishbarsusa, who the Papa Ket, the Mai, hate the Gavla May Paris. I'm Rabbanan, please go, let's come look. But you want to answer the Kasha that the reason your Papa is because he did it with May Paris. That's a Das Yachid. You want to say a Das Yachid? To say it's a Das Yachid. Okay? We scratch that there. We scratch the Teret, it's a Teret. Umeshani, Elok Rav Yechanan, Kan Ba'isa B'tumma, Kan Ba'isa B'tayra, which is really clear, like we said before, right? That's the first beginning of the Taisus. You go down that Chilat, a Teret. Right? Now, Sneesabe, Kamba, Chitach, Lahavi, Gavol, we hired a from Gavol, What does it mean, Pirish? Or Inami, you don't have to say that Teret. You could say a different Teret. No, everything is by Tyra. So the Chayra, could you rely on that? Depends. Elder Miss Arech Etzloy. The Mishnah is your private guest. Again, the thing is, if you're an Amoritz and you're inviting the Rav to come to eat by you, and you made sure that you got a gavel, something separated from the Samaritan. Because, you know, he can't. He's coming to eat by your table. He can't say it to the Samaritan. So then he did it himself. Avul Garabah means that when he's selling it to the public, so they could go and separate two of the but he doesn't. And in that much, the Kabbalah of Garabim, I guess that he's going to do it. The Koi means that Mishnah is the Rabbah on Kayon. Koi, no, must be the Bar Kabbalah, is on the Sarah Hetzlot. The Kilur of an Agabei, because I guess we rely on it. The Italian Bar Kabbalah, the Chalab, the Tetzesta. Like, eh, when Anachtem, in a Isha Shaisa, Lim Kabushuk, Sarah Hetzlot, the Mai, Mibal Kabbalah, Mibal Abayis, but a private individual and you're his guest, ain't talking about his chalos tamal. That's this teretz. Avol chalos shel vatai. If you don't be sure, it's a little chalos. No, just because it has no milus. There's tiny rishalmi, oisa isa mi tevel, bein sheiktem chalos l'tshuma, which you have to do, right? Tshuma you do before you make it into a dough and a bread. Even if you did the wrong order, and if you have to separate both, machala loisaychla sheyitzil of chuma, or chuma loisaychla shechaper shala. So if you wait until it was baked already, you have to make sure you do both. Okay, and we should get a tour of the Yerushalmi for a taste. Okay, Mitzvah Shem on Sunday, right? Sunday afternoon, 5:25. Shabbos afternoon is going to be Kedusha. What? See the thing with this, yeah.
What time do we finish?
Shabbos. Shabbos.